When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, friends, thanks for tuning in today. You're listening to Side Hustle School. I've been making this podcast every single day since January 1, 2017. Here we are on episode 2370. We've got an amazing community of folks all over the world interested in making extra money without quitting their job, sometimes making enough money to quit their job and do more of what's important to them. But whatever your situation is, I hope the podcast is helpful to you. Daily stories, tips, questions and answers, case studies, and more. And today, we're going to hear from Carmen, a listener, a longtime listener and aspiring side hustler from San Francisco. Now, Carmen has done a lot of stuff. She has tried a lot of side hustles. Some have worked, some have been less than successful. But overall, she hasn't really found, like, you know, the one thing that she wants to do for a long time. So today, she's looking to break the mold. She wants to discover fresh, less saturated mediums that could help her effectively engage with an audience. So basically, her question in short is, you know, what are some mediums besides blogs, podcasts, and YouTube? So, good question. I often talk about those mediums, but those are not the only ones. So, let's see what we can come up with. Carmen's question and my answer right after the quick break. Shout out to our sponsor.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, I'm Carmen, longtime listener and aspiring side hustler. Over the years, I've dabbled in a few different mediums to share my thoughts on tech trends. Blogs, videos, podcasts, you name it, but I haven't really stuck with anything. I'm eager to explore other creative mediums that might be less saturated, but still effective in reaching and engaging an audience. The question is, what are some alternative digital mediums out there that I haven't tapped into yet? You know, beyond the usual blogs, videos, and podcasts. Any pointers would be a massive help, and keep up the good work.
Hey, Carmen, it's great to hear from a listener who is eager to explore and kind of push the boundaries in terms of creative mediums. And it is true that we talk a lot about blogs, you know, videos and podcasts. But you're right, there are other ways to reach an audience. I think maybe what's first important is to think about not necessarily a specific platform, but the actual medium in terms of, like, are you writing? Are you creating audio content? Are you creating visual content? Because the platforms tend to change and such, but if you gravitate toward one particular skill, that's probably a clue, or it's going to give you a kind of a direction to go in. So, you know, if you don't like video at all, like if you like nothing about video, then that can eliminate not only YouTube, but also TikTok. It could also eliminate making video courses and so on. Whereas if you do like a particular medium, it can open up a variety of doors or give you some direction that might be different from what you first think. So if you like writing, but you don't want to write a blog, well, there's lots of other ways to write. For example, something that's grown in popularity a lot lately is newsletters. With platforms like Substack, there's some others, you know, you can create this direct channel to readers. It's kind of like a blog, but it often feels more personal and direct. At least some of the newsletter writers have been able to create that vibe and do very well financially in some cases. You can also just opt to send out your newsletter for free, monetize elsewhere. In other words, or you can create, you know, premium newsletters, interactive content like quizzes, polls, surveys, platforms like Typeform could be a good starting point for that, perhaps, just as an idea. And then, of course, you know, the world is changing a lot in terms of augmented reality, virtual reality, the metaverse, which, you know, may or may not be overhyped. Actually, it probably is overhyped, but there is something to it. You know, there are going to be different ways that people are connecting. So I don't know. I guess there's a whole world of digital mediums out there. I tend to go towards, you know, written content, audio content. That's what I tend to be good at. So that's what I do. But of course, there are other options. And also you can mix and match. That's one more thing. You know, you could write a guide on Medium. You could answer questions on Quora. You could create a thread on Twitter, or create threads, I guess, more than one thread, like build up an audience that way. Some people have done really well with that. So really what you want to do is find the combination that suits your style and resonates with an audience. So it's about getting both those things right. And you might have to experiment to make it happen, but experimentation is what it's all about. Good luck, Carmen. Listeners, if you've got a question or an idea, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week, new episode every single day. Thanks for being out there. You're awesome. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.